Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
The pregame show for Those Were the Days, so we hope you'll stay tuned for that as well, right here on the radio, Saturday night. Hope you're enjoying the weekend, and make sure to keep it tuned right here, WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center and WRCO.com.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Horton Main Furniture and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet are hiring. We're looking for a part-time sales and delivery associate to join our team. You'll help with deliveries, assembly, sales, and showroom setup. You must be 18 or older with a valid driver's license and ready to work as a team. Apply today at Horton Main Furniture at 172 West Court Street in downtown Richland Center or call 608-475-6090.
It's Applefest time in Gays Mills. This weekend only, bring the whole family for carnival rides, live entertainment, and the sweetest apples you've ever tasted. Browse local crafts, enjoy hometown cooking, and make memories that'll last all season. Applefest is happening all weekend in beautiful Gays Mills. Join the celebration and savor the taste of fall.
Wonder Woman, starring Linda Carter, and Incredible Hulk, starring Bill Bixby, will return at their regular times next Friday evening on most of these stations.
WRCO. Out of sight.
This is Fred Dillon. I was Phil Neese's teacher years ago. Please don't hold me responsible for any of the foolishness you hear on the air tonight. It's the same garbage I heard years ago. I am sorry I couldn't stop it then. I tried.
It's all right, Mr. Dillon. It's all right.
Hey, well, rock and rollers, from Richland Center, it's time for Those Were the Days. Tonight we'll be rocking and rolling and back to some of our favorite tunes from days gone by. We will not be taking your request this week. That segment returns next Saturday night right here on the big program. This is Phil Nee inviting you to stay tuned. We have some great rock and roll, music, and fun all night long, at least until the midnight hour, and that's curfew for me. So let's get it rocking with Those Were the Days classics.
Yeah.
Pointer Sisters at WRCO for the Saturday Night Dance Party. The Solid Gold Dancers are really tuckered off after that one. I'll tell you what, they're in line right now for the oxygen tank, each getting a little puff right before we play our next song. You guys about ready? I'm still ready to rock and roll. Yeah, okay.
I keep on dancing for
The Gentries on WRCO's Those Were the Days. We've got time for a slow one to cool it down a little bit there. Choose your partner. Walker Brothers on Those Were the Days.
Yeah. pass by.
Oh my. Somebody said to me the other day, you know, talking about today's music, and there's some good music today. I don't deny it, but a lot of the songs lack those melodies that those songs had. And that one is just amazing to me because it was a good song as an original by The Left Banke. And we'll have to do a show some night on maybe the follow-up or the original and as opposed to the remake, where the remake might be a little better. I don't know. I mean, I really like The Left Banke. They had another hit called Pretty Ballerina, which was a great song, too. But the way the Four Tops remade that a year later with Levi Stubbs Jr. and that soulful voice, you can just kind of feel the rain falling down. Man, that's what's right with that music and the music that we play on Saturday nights. And we'll be right back. On behalf of the Starlight 14 Drive-In, we would like to thank everybody who came out to watch the movies last week. This week's showing of the Starlight, Grease, followed by Spinal Tap 2. Moving indoors at Center Cinema, showing this weekend Downtown Abbey with Sunday movies at 1 and 4, and Gabby's Dollhouse showing Sunday at 1:30 and 4:30. For the complete movie schedule, you can always go to richlandmovies.com.
Hi, this is Garrett with Vitesse Tank Power Sports in Richland Center. Our Kawasaki Fall Open House is September 30th to October 4th, and savings are going to be wild. We made a special buy on over 100 2024 and 2025 Kawasaki vehicles, like the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge HVAC, and we are passing the savings on to you. With some of the lowest prices in the country, these vehicles are sure to fly off the showroom floor. Hurry into our Kawasaki Fall Open House September 30th to October 4th at Vitesse Tank Power Sports, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and VitesseTank.com.
Vitesse Power Sports.
A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Taste the tradition at A&W in Boscobel, where Highway 61 meets hometown flavor. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Are you tired of repairs on your old laundry set? Let us upgrade you to a new Speed Queen set at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Built tough with legendary laundry performance, warranty, and made in Wisconsin. Stop by our showrooms in Richland Center or Reedsburg today.
Mike from Town & Country TV & Appliance. I'd like to thank you for your support of our hometown business. We'll be here when you need your appliance repaired, need something new, or taking on a remodel project. Visit us online at townandcountryrc.com.
Yes, it's me, Phil Nee, now with spare parts. If you didn't hear, I did have a hip replacement recently, and I'm starting to get back from that, ready to rock and roll, and we'll be back with you live real soon to take those requests. Just trying to get more hip. That's a problem for me.
And whatever comes our way, yeah, gonna go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Fire all of the forgotten bombs and explode into space. I like smoking lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind. We'll be right back.
Chambers Brothers' time has come today on Those Were the Days as we rock and roll and reminisce on a Saturday night. Good stuff coming your way until the midnight hour. Again, we'll be taking requests next week on the big program. Looking forward to that and some trivia as well. And we're looking forward to some great tunes and more subjects. And later on tonight, we have a look at some movies, some songs that were popular in movies. Also, some of my favorites from one of my favorite years of rock and roll of all time, 1973. I look forward to sharing with that later on in the big program. Right now, this is Poison on Those Were the Days. As you know, Those Were the Days is old school. We like to write letters. We do. Put one in the mail and send it away with Joe Cocker.
Give me a ticket for an airplane. I ain't got time to take no faster. I've got a horseman. I move out my way, I move out my way back home again. Oh, the lonely days are gone, I'm coming home, yes. Well, my baby, she wrote me a letter.
Legendary Joe Cocker, the letter. My baby wrote me a letter. I don't think I'm going to read it, though. No, I don't think so.
Return the sender. Return the sender. I gave a letter to the postman. He put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it.
Return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such song. We had a quarrel, a lover's spat.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it.
Return the sender, address unknown, no such person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're writing on it.
Return the sender, address unknown, no such number, no such zone.
Elvis Presley, return to sender. Oh, my goodness, going old school tonight. And, of course, you've been writing in your diary. I've been peeking at that.
tree and started reading about me. The words she'd written took me by surprise. You'd never read them in her eyes. They said that she had found the love she'd waited for. Wouldn't you know it? She wouldn't show it. Then she confronted with the writing there. Simply pretended not to care. It off is just in keeping with her total disconcerting air. And though she tried to hide the love that she denied, wouldn't you know it, she wouldn't show. Started reading about me. The words began to stick and tears to flow. Her meaning now is clear to see. The love she'd waited for was someone else, not me. Wouldn't you know?
That's the group Bread and Diary. Yeah, story time. I had a diary back about 1973, 74, and we found it one time, and my kids actually found it. They were laughing and looking through it, and boy, there was some exciting stuff, you know. Went to the feed mill. It rained. Didn't have to make hay. You know, those kind of things. I'm trying to think. Went to Dog and Suds, had a Coney dog. I mean, exciting stuff for me, but for them, reading it after all these years, it's like, man, you were kind of a boring child. Yeah, I kind of was. Oh, well, I'm glad I grew up when I did. And, well, growing up is kind of a loose statement there. We'll be back with more. Those were the days right after these words.
Hi, I'm Eric Mindum of Mindum Wealth Advisory. I know that planning for retirement can be a complicated process filled with overwhelming questions. Have you saved enough to retire? When should you start receiving Social Security? Are you prepared for the unexpected? I can help you simplify those questions so you can make decisions with confidence. Learn more about how we can help you prepare for your retirement by visiting us online at MindumWealthAdvisory.com or stop by our office located inside the Richland County Bank.
Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial. LPL, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA, SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's Special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Heads up, Watoma. The tops are dropping, engines are rumbling, and your uncle just tried to trade his lawnmower for a 75 Vet. It's vintage. We're convertibles and classics, and we've officially landed in Watoma. From American classics to stylish convertibles, if it's cool, we probably have it. So swing by Convertibles and Classics at W7720 State Road 21 next to the Culver's in Watoma, because life's too short to drive a boring car.
Renting your place? Then it's time to protect your space. With renter's insurance from Julie Karen State Farm, you can cover what matters most, your furniture, electronics, clothing, and more, and for a price that's surprisingly affordable. Whether it's a small apartment, a college rental, or your first home away from home, we make it simple. Plus, you'll get the remarkable local service you can always count on. Call or text Julie Karen State Farm today or start your quote at juliekarens.com. Renter's insurance that protects your things and brings you peace of mind. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Solid gold, rock and roll. All the way to the midnight hour. They are the Beach Boys. A choice track from the Beach Boys that is called Darlin', Little Darlin' on Saturday night, WRCO, with all kinds of cool features coming up. I loved to take pictures back in the day. I don't so much with my phone anymore, but I liked it to take them and then send it away and then find out what you got. And, you know, you got one picture of your foot and then, you know, one like where half a roll, like maybe it was at the end of the roll and you only get half a picture. That was always kind of fun back in the day. It was kind of a crapshoot to know what you were paying for, but I long for the days of Kodachrome. Paul Simon on Those Were the Days.
When I think back on all the crap I learned in high school, it's a wonder I can think at all. And my life hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall. Kodachrome, give us those nice bright colors, give us the greens of summers, makes you think all the words are
Take a photograph, so I'm up all day. I call the chrome lady. Won't you take me to
Funky Town?
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 Lips Inc. on WRCL. Good thing they weren't named I Stink. No, I wouldn't want that. That'd be hard for me to say on the radio after every time I played. Anyway, it is those for the day's night until the midnight hour here on Saturday night with a Henry Bray Orchestra and Chorus.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's alright. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on.
Suede on WRCL and Hooked on a Feeling. We're going to take you to my birthday in 1977. I wasn't there. The concert was in Des Moines, Iowa at Veterans Memorial Auditorium. And I don't believe that Mother would have driven the 71 Chevy Impala with me in it to Des Moines to see the show. And I know, I couldn't drive at that point. I don't know if the Farmall M would have made it that far, but I would have had to start several days in advance